Hallmark Media presents title, Christmas Island.
Tower, this is HMR 661 on visual 24 left.
HMR 661, you're cleared to land.
Want to share a car into town, Kate?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mal, can't I have a meeting?
Oh, is this the interview?
It is. It's very exciting. If all goes well, by this time next year, I'll be off the regional route hamster wheel and onto international flights.
That's what you want.
Of course. Who doesn't want that? Travel, expensive hotels, a more relaxed schedule.
I've heard some of those corporate clients can be difficult.
Are you saying I can't handle it?
Of course not. I'm just saying, is that something you want to be handling?
I definitely want to be handling that in Zurich and Venice. I'll see you.
You know what you're getting into.
Bye now.
The tall blonde female pilot sits in a cafe with a dark-haired woman.
I'm so pleased we could find a few minutes to meet on my stopover. And I'm sure you don't have a lot of time either.
Oh, no rush at all. I want to make sure to answer all of your questions.
Well, your background check was a breeze. Your flight record speaks for itself. You've flown the max number of hours allowed for the last 4 years. Multiple certifications. You're clearly a hard worker.
Well, without work, nothing grows but weeds, as my dad used to say.
We're looking for unique individuals whose lifestyles are flexible and can keep up with the demand.
That sounds like me in every way.
Great. So what I really need to know is, how available are you?
I'm very, very available.
Even during the holidays?
Yeah.
What about family, partner, household pets? Are they okay with this?
I'm kind of a one-woman band.
Perfect. Then I have a flight for you.
Already? I thought this was just an exploratory interview.
It was, and now that that's done, how do you feel about flying from L.A. to the Swiss Alps on December 20th?
I feel very, very good about it.
You'll stay there with the Sharp family for the entire week in case they want to travel elsewhere, then return them to L.A. on the 27th. They're a high-powered family, so please take the utmost care of them.
That sounds ideal.
I'll get the paperwork started in that case.
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
Yes, just one. Sorry, who are the Sharps?
A pair of black SUVs roll up alongside a private jet parked on the tarmac. A slim, light-haired family steps out, a middle-aged man and woman, teen girl, and younger boy.
Yeah. All right, and double the order on the linen. It's going to be major next summer. And I want a discount on an order that size. Yeah, okay, thanks. Bye. Is that my sweater, Callie?
Maybe.
Were you maybe going to ask me if you could wear it?
Mom, may I please wear your sweater? It's from last year's line. I did not think you would care.
Well, that's an interesting strategy, kiddo. Maybe we should put you on the payroll.
No, thank you.
Well, it looks great on you, so it's all yours.
Really?
Yeah, I just wish you wouldn't wear those beat-up boots with
Why?
It.
Why? Because these are so what? Embarrassing?
Callie rolls her eyes. Her mom and dad share a frown.
Why? Ever gonna say anything right to her?
She's 15, so I'm gonna say no.
I can't wait till I'm a teenager and I can say whatever I want.
No.
Great news, we've been invited to the Alpines cocktail party on the 26th.
Oh, great.
What's Alpines?
Alpines, buddy, Alpines. It's a department store chain that's headquartered in Zurich, and we want them to carry our new casual wear line. Unfortunately, it means your mom and I are gonna have to do some work in between our time on the slopes.
Can we at least go ice skating or something?
Sure, Christina will take you.
Yes. Guys! I do not want to be babysat by some nanny who's barely older than me. Why are we even doing this? Can't we just stay home for one Christmas?
You must be the Sharps.
Hi. I am Captain Kate Gabriel. I'll be your pilot for the week. Our co-pilot, Derek Murray, is conducting a walk-around now.
Kate bends down to the boy.
You'll be able to help me fly the plane?
I don't think I'm qualified.
Thomas. Thanks for filling in last minute. Our former pilot retired suddenly, so we're looking to fill the position.
Well, I'm at your service.
All right, great. Let's go, guys. Vacation time.
Mom, where is Riley?
Your teddy bear?
He's a rabbit.
Oh, of course, Bunny. I am sure he is snug as a bug in your suitcase.
Our nanny did all the packing and then flew up ahead to set up the suites.
So we have rooms for you at the hotel, a full itinerary, and a list of our contact information. Okay? So, this will be the perfect Christmas.
Don't worry about anything. I'll have you eating breakfast in Switzerland in no time.
That's what I like to hear.
The family boards the plane.
We're all set, Captain.
Ah, excellent. And who takes care of the luggage? It's us, isn't it?
Kate grins to herself. The jet takes off into the sky, the wheels folding into its body. An airport. airport clock changes from December 19th to December 20th. Snow falls gently on an airport runway at night. A tall brown-haired man takes his seat in the control tower.
Hey, let's see what we got going on tonight.
He puts his earpiece in. Kate and Derek meanwhile sit at the controls of the jet. Kate turns to Derek with a genial smile.
So, charter for 5 years? You must have some incredible stories.
Yeah.
Which you're saving for your memoirs.
Derek keeps his eyes on the controls.
You really want my advice?
Yeah.
Keep yourself to yourself.
Kate nods and frowns.
Sorry, do you mean in general or with our charters? Because I'm kind of an expert at both.
3 Mike Charlie, this is Center, ground report.
Well, life's a beach up here. No reindeer sightings yet. I'm just about to serve our passengers hot cocoa and eggnog, if you care to join.
Ride report, please. This isn't comedy hour.
Center, everything's smooth up here.
Thank you.
And that wasn't a joke, by the way. But if I think of one, I'll let you know.
All right, I feel like this is going to be a long shift.
The Sharps lounge in the luxury jet.
Can we see the North Pole and the elves from up here?
Definitely. Right, Thomas?
What are we talking about? Shelves? Yeah, we can get some shelves made for you, buddy.
Hey, Kelly, can you read my letter to Santa?
Later.
Kate emerges from
Good
the cockpit.
Evening. We are about to begin our Atlantic crossing, but first, we want some hot chocolate.
They say that's normal.
Oh, yeah.
The whole plane shakes.
Our turbulence. I'll be right back.
Lightning flashes outside.
My Charlie, be advised, a rapidly deteriorating low pressure system on your route. Definitely not in the forecast. We're getting reports of severe turbulence at flight level 380.
You're not kidding, Center. Our weather radar has lit up like a Christmas tree. Can you give us a ride around it?
3 Mike Charlie, not in my sector.
This is a severe system.
The high pressure line starts just north of Labrador and extends all the way down to New Jersey.
I don't think anybody's going to be getting through this until it dissipates. I
suggest you find a place to land before you're out over the ocean.
Seriously? Is this your advice for all aircraft? We have plenty of fuel for a longer route, and I've outrun worse.
3 Mike Charlie, we're advising all pilots to land regardless of their track record.
Yeah, this is not going to go over well.
It's unavoidable.
I'm not sure my clients would agree with you. I promise to have them in Europe by Christmas.
There are spots available at JFK and Logan. If either of those are suitable for your passengers...
Better check in with them, Captain.
Be right back, Center.
The man at the control tower blinks and sighs.
Center, this is 3 Mike Charlie requesting landing clearance for JFK. Please confirm.
Denied.
What?
The spots have been taken. Same with Logan.
But that was literally a minute ago.
Those spots are all in high demand.
Kate rubs her head.
Okay, what else is available?
Closest option is... an airport off the coast of Nova Scotia. But you have to act fast. You're running out of options.
Conditions are deteriorating quickly.
Okay, Center, what is our new clearance?
3 Mike Charlie.
Altimeter, 2889er. Yankee Charlie India,
descend and maintain 5000. Cleared ILS approach, 33.
Merry Christmas, Captain.
Attention, this is your captain, Kate Gabriel. Due to severe weather conditions over the Atlantic, we are making a temporary stop in Nova Scotia.
Canada?
So much for our easy flight to Europe.
Please fasten your seatbelts and prepare to land.
Kate smiles with a wince as the jet comes in for a landing. A sign bearing a pine tree and candy cane says, Christmas Island. Kate leads the family into the airport decorated with trees and lights.
I know that this is not the layover that you wanted and is a far cry from JFK.
We didn't want any layover.
I know, I completely understand. Hey, well, the weather is not her fault, Thomas.
I know, Helen.
But we are now at an airport, who knows where, and we need to formulate a plan.
Derek turns to Kate.
Don't you think I should stay by the plane in case there's a change in weather and we have to prep quickly?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
I can stay in the bunk room and keep in touch with the weather center.
Thank you.
So, what are we going to do?
Well, I will call the charter company. They can make us a new flight plan. They have a 24/7 helpline.
What about Santa?
What about him, honey?
How is he gonna find us here?
We will be there way before Christmas, buddy.
How do you know? You don't even know.
I am sure that the storm won't last that long.
But if it does, you don't have to worry about it. We've got a really famous postal code. We'll get a message to Santa if it comes to that.
Really, you can do that?
Guaranteed. Storm came in fast, huh? Mm-hmm. You must be the people off that private plane that just touched down.
Yes, unexpected. I'm Captain Kate Gabriel, and these are my clients, the Sharps.
Jim McLeod, pleased to meet you.
Mr. McLeod, you work here at the airport. We would appreciate some on-the-ground info.
No, I'm afraid not. I'm employed by His Majesty's Postal Service. But here's a man who might have a few answers. Oliver.
The man from the tower.
The latest weather report.
Yeah, hi. Unfortunately, it looks like the storm is worsening sitting off the coast, so no planes are going to be taking off across the Atlantic tonight, that's for sure.
Sorry to be the bearer of bad news. Again.
Kate smirks at Oliver.
It's you. You're the guy up there, and now we're down here, and you're down here, too. Only in a small town.
This is where I live.
You live at the airport?
No, silly. Nobody lives at an airport.
No, not here. There, Christmas Island.
Christmas what?
It's the nearest town around these parts.
The only town around these parts.
There's a place called Christmas Island?
Yes, there is indeed.
This is all very cute, but our kids need dinner and we need accommodations, and I'm not overnighting in an airport lounge. I'm not.
There's a great B&B on Forsyth Street.
Great.
Huh? See? What's the name? I'll make a booking.
They're always usually booked up around this time of year.
You're just the bearer of bad news, aren't you?
Mr. McLeod, you know the area around here, so what would you suggest we do for our very brief stay?
Well, first, start by calling me Jim. You and your family are more than welcome to bunk at my place, and I bet my daughter, Maggie, has an extra room for Captain Gabriel. She's mayor of Christmas Island, and she's all about people coming together. So, let me get my coat. This way.
Let's follow Jim.
Dad, where is he taking us?
I'm not exactly sure, pal.
Kate gives Oliver a sharp up and down look, then grabs her bag and marches after the family.
It's a tad squeezy.
I could take a cab.
Not around here. Walter's done for the night.
I'll thank you lots, and Oliver, you take the captain. Mm. Christmas Island, here we come. Come on, let's go.
For one night. Just one.
Okay.
Have a fun singular night. See you.
Jim drives off, leaving Kate alone with Oliver.
Your taxi awaits.
Kate grimaces and rolls her eyes, then follows Oliver. Kate sits next to Oliver in the dim light of the truck cab. He reaches for the radio.
Sorry, it's a little finicky.
Oh, no, it's fine. Let's just get him to tell him.
Kate glances sidelong at Oliver with a sour expression.
So, why do they call this place Christmas Island?
Oh, it dates back to the Mi'kmaq Nation. One of their elders was said to have been called Noel. And when he passed away, they named the town after him.
And what's all the mailbags that Jim was hauling?
All the kids love getting their Christmas Island postage stamp in the mail. I mean, didn't you love Christmas growing up?
Kate frowns and looks out the window.
Oh, really? What's that sound?
Oliver looks under the hood.
This cannot be happening. I cannot have another transportation-related disaster today.
It's just a loose wire.
Let me try. That does not sound
No. Nobody touches this. Oh, okay. Sure. Go ahead. Be my guest.
Kate reaches into the engine.
You don't understand. The Sharps are my responsibility. I can't leave them alone. Flying private, it's like a curated experience.
Well, Jim will curate them until we're back in town.
Try it.
Kate slams the hood and Oliver hops behind the wheel.
trying.
All right.
Kate gets into the passenger seat.
The bearing in your alternator needs replacing. Let's go.
Oliver puts the truck in gear. The small town sits at the edge of a body of water. The lights of its houses twinkle at night. Oliver's truck pulls to a stop on a city street festooned with garlands, lights, and trees. Kate steps out of the truck and looks wistfully at the quaint Main Street buildings.
Listen, I just want to say thanks for, you know.
So beautiful.
Kate smiles, her wide eyes taking in the scene.
Yeah, you know, most people come here for the lighthouse, but I think this street is pretty special.
Where are the sharps?
Kate enters a crowded town hall and takes a seat. She glances over and sees the sharps sitting next to her.
Do you know why we're here?
Apparently everyone in town is here, and our friend Jim is going to speak, so until this is over, we're stuck.
Okay, so now turning to something that I know you all want to talk about. Tomorrow is our annual candy-making event.
Can I have candy for dinner?
Sure.
Round that up to a yes.
And as always, our celebrations culminate with our famous lobster trap tree memorial lighting on Christmas Eve. So bring out your best garb.
Kate applauds along with the townspeople. Jim steps up to the podium.
Christmas postcard initiative. Everybody wants a message from Santa, right? And with our beautiful location and our unique postal code, we can help Santa deliver. This year, we've received a record number of cards and letters. Please, come see me at the post office. Thanks.
I just realized that we have some very, very special guests in the room tonight.
Please, no. No, surely they don't mean it.
The Sharp family. They're here from Sharp Chic, the lifestyle brand in L.A. Like Martha Stewart. Hi.
Callie scoffs.
You're enjoying yourself, aren't you?
No.
And it looks like nobody's leaving this island for at least a couple days. Just be glad you're not out over the ocean.
Okay, that's it. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Dace, our nanny is already in Switzerland. We have the meeting with Alpines, which could be huge for our brand expansion in Europe. I can't believe we're going to miss that meeting.
This is worst case scenario, clearly.
What about a helicopter? Maybe we can call around and see what's available?
Helicopter to where exactly?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. It's not possible. The wind is still way too strong.
I'm sure you've all had a long day.
Yes, Jim, it's been very long.
Let's get you home.
Thank you, Jim. Just give me an email that I can transfer funds to you with.
Yeah, okay. You ready?
Yeah, fire away.
Not TAKING, yourmoney@jim.com.
I can't let you put us up for nothing.
Come on, kids.
Jim beckons for them to follow. Kate grins, then turns to Oliver.
Okay, look. I really need to get my clients to Switzerland because even though I know the storm isn't my fault and they say that they know it isn't my fault, they don't, really. And I can't lose my dream job or even the shot of my dream job for this.
Oliver raises his brows.
This is your dream job?
Yeah, I know the optics are hard, but look, isn't there anything that you can do?
I'd say yeah. Get comfortable at the mayor's house. It's gonna be a cold night.
Just hope the power doesn't go out.
Oliver brushes past Kate. Snowflakes fall on a yellow home with a chimney. Kate finds Mrs. Sharp in the living room.
Hi. Just checking to see how everyone's settling in.
Thomas is upstairs rescheduling everything. Finn is worried about Santa, and Callie is... who knows where? Mrs. Sharp, I hope you know how truly sorry I am for all of this. This has never happened to me. Being stranded at Christmas? No. Being stranded anywhere, truthfully. I appreciate that. I do. But I hope you understand that we are two working parents who are now stuck in the middle of nowhere without any help and really, really spotty internet.
Well, I'm here to help.
Yes, but you're our pilot.
But I'm a pilot who can't fly right now, so I am happy to help with anything here on the ground.
Like?
Kids, rescheduling, anything that you need. And I will be checking the weather updates every few minutes, and I will be sure to keep...
What about Christmas?
What about it?
Well, the nanny is in charge of all the children's holiday activities, so if you could just take that over.
I'm sorry, Christmas?
Yeah. You know, just keep them occupied until we can get out of here.
Oh, you're serious? Yeah. For sure. Just drop an itinerary.
Well, whenever you have time, but the sooner the better, of course.
Okay. Wonderful. Good night.
Good night.
The woman from Town Hall enters.
I bet you're wondering where you're sleeping tonight. I'm so sorry. With all the excitement today, I completely forgot to introduce myself. I'm Maggie. I'm the mayor of Christmas Island.
Oh, hi.
And this is my son, Shane.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Well, should we head out? It's not that far.
Sure.
Next door is a blue house. Kate walks through the warmly lit hall looking at framed family photos on the wall. In the photos, Maggie and Shane smile with a tall, dark-haired man. Kate's gaze drifts and she frowns briefly, then continues inside.
Okay, so we have some fresh towels, your bed is made, and oh, if you get cold, there's an extra blanket in the cupboard. Can you think of anything else you might need?
Thank you, this is so kind.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm good. You know, unless you know someone who can whip up, let's say, the perfect Christmas for two very important clients, an impossible-to-please teenager, an adorable Santa fan here on Christmas Island, given the fact that I haven't celebrated Christmas myself in years. Otherwise, I'm good. I'm sorry. It's been a long day.
I wish I could help you.
Oh, no, I didn't actually mean you. I'll figure it out.
I mean, I could try to help you. I just don't think I'd be very good at it. My brother's the real Christmas expert around here.
Jane thinks this is too much, but I think it's just the right amount of cheer.
And here's Kris Kringle himself.
Oliver enters.
Christmas expert.
Yeah, he lives for it.
I wouldn't say expert, but I have been called worse.
Oliver pops a candy cane in his mouth. Kate forces a smile.
Okay, well, go.
Maggie leaves the room. Kate gives Oliver a tight-lipped grin.
So, you're Maggie's brother.
Last time I checked.
And you call your dad Jim.
It suits him. So what's this about you needing my help?
Kate's mouth hangs open. She follows Oliver through the house.
Not necessarily your help, just, you know, some tips on how to make a perfect Christmas while we're stuck here.
Because?
Because A, I don't have a clue what to do in this town. B, the Sharps are my responsibility until I get them to their destination. And C,
You're not a Christmas person?
I didn't say that. It's not like a Scrooge thing. It's more like a eating spinach thing.
Spinach?
Yeah. You know, everyone always says how great Christmas is, how good it is for you, but you never really get the muscles you think you're going to get. Look, I know I'm not making sense. Could you maybe just, like, text me some links or, I don't know, ideas?
Yeah, I can do that.
Thank you.
Kate hands Oliver a card.
Take this.
How are you going to get everyone around?
What do you mean?
Are you also a bus driver?
Yeah. You're a funny guy outside the tower, huh? We'll figure it out.
Well, maybe, since I'm apparently the cause of your current predicament.
I didn't say that.
No, you more or less you did. Anyway, I will be attending a lot of Christmas festivities over the next few days, so if you or the Sharps, you want to tag along, you're all more than welcome.
Yeah, we don't need to do that.
Just be thankful you landed on Christmas Island. That's the way we roll.
I'll keep in touch.
Kate returns to her temporary bedroom and checks her phone. A text from Oliver says, candy making tomorrow 9 a.m. sharp.
Candy making. Can't wait.
The airport clock changes to December 21st. A gray sky hangs low over the coast and snow falls heavily on a lighthouse on a rocky outcrop. Mrs. Sharp stands at her bedroom window gazing out with folded arms. She sits on the bed and checks her phone. A special weather advisory shows a severe blizzard over the Atlantic. She leans back on the bed. Later, she and Callie sit at a table.
Yes, I am aware that this is terrible timing. We will obviously still pay for our tables at your event, even if for some reason we can't make it in time. But I am fully confident we will be there. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And thank you for understanding. Okay, bye.
Fully confident? Have you looked at the weather report lately?
Why don't you go outside with your brother?
Mom, he's catching snowflakes with his tongue. Do you know how unhygienic that is?
Look how happy he is.
Then why don't you go?
Because I'm not a child, and that's what children do.
Kate comes in smiling.
Good morning. Did you get my text? They're expecting us in 15 minutes. Are you ready?
Dad, are you going to come candy making?
Hey, Kate.
Hi.
I'd love to, but your mom and I are stuck closing out the corporation's year end. Honey, can I just get your eyes on this for a second?
Absolutely.
So it's true. You are taking over Christmas.
What? No. I'm just here helping out. What do you normally like to do around Christmas?
I don't know. Get dragged to some fashion show or glitzy party. Watch my parents' network or talk to their famous friends.
Okay. Well, I don't think that there's a big celebrity population on Christmas Island, but, you know, we can do other Christmassy things like sewing popcorn together and chugging eggnog by the fireplace, you know. Families like to do that, right?
You have no idea what you're talking about, do you?
No, I don't. So I found a holiday helper who can, you know, tell us all the cool things to do around him while we're stuck here.
You mean like an elf?
I'm a bit big for an elf, but I guess that's an honorary designation. This is my nephew, Shane. The sleigh's outside. It's waiting. We should suit up. Let's go.
I don't think we're all going to fit in your pickup, and I'm not riding in the back.
Oh, don't you worry. That's why I have Walter's cab. And luckily, he was on duty.
Are you guys heading out?
Oh, hi. It's my nephew, Shane.
Hey. Make sure you got your jackets, and take your brother a jacket as well. And your water bottles. Excuse Stay me. Hydrated. And yeah. Hats. You need your hat.
We got hats. Oh. We got hats.
Great.
Hats.
Those hats?
Are you playing candy making?
Oh, yeah, we are. Here you go, bud. Put this on.
He seems trustworthy, right?
He's totally fine.
Okay.
And here is your hat.
Oh, no, I'm good. I only wear a hat when I'm flying because I'm a captain.
You're the one who wanted a Christmas Island Christmas.
Yeah. No, I'll take about any Christmas I can get right now.
Yeah, you're gonna wear that. It's obligatory. It suits you.
They don Santa hats.
Let the festivities begin.
I think we need some serious Yoda-like attitude or something.
Oh, looking good, my young apprentice.
Don't hold me to it, but I have a feeling I know who the instructor is.
Hello, everybody. I see you love that hat. If you are new to this, don't worry. I am an expert when it comes to candy making.
Of course.
Today we're doing an old family recipe, barley toys and chicken bones. It's over 100 years old.
That doesn't sound very appetizing.
I thought that we were making candy.
We are.
Hey, we weren't properly introduced. I'm Shane.
Oh, my name's Callie.
Callie?
Yeah. Sorry, my parents gave me a weird name.
No, it's cool. So, I heard you guys are kind of stuck here.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, you're gonna turn on your burner.
Okay.
Turn the burners there. Add your water. Sugar.
And corn syrup.
Callie, can you please help me?
Hey, why don't you ask Captain Kate to help you?
She's the pilot, so she'll be much better at this than I am.
Hey, buddy. Okay, put this in here, and I'll start. Good stuff. I don't know, by the end of this, you and I might be such a good team that we could fly a plane together.
Yeah, maybe. I'm growing up pretty fast.
You are. All right, start. Yep, that's great.
Once it's all mixed together, you bring it to a boil.
Kate pours molten candy, then jerks when she burns her wrist on the pot.
You okay?
I'm okay.
You should put cold compress on it. It'll get worse.
I'm okay.
You don't like asking for help, do you?
Well, no, I don't like needing help. There's a difference.
Everybody needs it every once in a while.
I said I'm fine. There's lots going on. Just Christmas someone else.
Jerry, keep the legs on the gingerbread men. Don't eat it.
So, do you have the flight plan?
For Santa? Okay, not funny. Like I said yesterday, it's gonna be a couple days.
So, tomorrow.
Kate, you know I can't promise that. You know what I can't promise, though? I can promise the second I hear anything, I will let you know first, okay? But in return, you have to stop asking.
Fine.
Kate presses her lips together, then arches an eyebrow.
Glad you got your ride working.
Yeah, me too. Had something to do with the bearing and the alternator.
Hi. Oh, Mom, you're here.
Yes, I was seeing Double staring at those spreadsheets, and I wanted to see how candy making was.
You want to try some of the candy I made? It's really good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, looks very Christmassy. Wow, those are actually pretty good. Nice.
Where's Dad?
He's just finishing up. Hopefully he'll be here soon. These are delicious. I think the travel nerves have made me a bit peckish.
Well, save room because we're going to Donna's Lobster Shack next.
Oh, I don't like lobster.
Yeah, me neither.
You don't like lobster? We're going to change that, but they have buttery noodles and all kinds of other stuff just in case.
Thank you.
Hi, Helen. Hi. I'm sorry. I'm such a big fan of yours. I would just be thrilled if you would consider being our honorary ambassador for the lobster trap tree lighting.
Oh,
that's a great idea.
Yeah.
You should.
Sorry. I don't know about that.
What's a lobster trap tree lighting?
Well, in this town, we have a lot of lobster fishermen. And what we do is we round up all the traps, we stack them on top of each other, we make a tree, and then we decorate it with buoys.
Each buoy is inscribed with somebody from our community that was lost at sea. It's a nice way to honor their memory. We've been doing that 5 years for your dad, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know it's not fancy, but it's a really important tradition in our community.
Well, I don't need fancy.
What?
I don't. That sounds so special, and I am very honored that you asked me, but I that's 3 days away. I don't think we'll be here. I mean, we're not still going to be here, right?
I don't know.
Because I've been banned from asking.
I will let you all know when you're able to leave. But until then, let's eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The family eats at the pub, smiling and chatting in their Santa hats. Brings out plates of bright red lobsters wearing tiny Santa hats. Oliver picks one up and waves at Squaw. At dusk, Finn, Kate, and Oliver climb the rocks toward the lighthouse. They stand in the tower next to the light and gaze out at the sea.
Whoa, this is so cool.
It's pretty neat, huh?
Oh my goodness, I can't believe the others went back and missed this.
Hey, can we point the light wherever we want?
Oh, no. The light only turns when the sensor picks up a ship approaching. All lighthouses are automated now. So a few of us just come up here periodically and check to see if everything's working well. But you know what? I bet If you squint real hard, you might be able to see reindeer practicing their flight formations for Christmas Eve. Right there.
Keep looking, okay? Right up there.
This is probably my favorite spot in town.
It's like your own fortress of solitude.
I like to come here and unwind after a stressful day. I mean, imagine you had to deal with hot shots. You think they can outrun nature?
I don't know. That sounds like a dream come true.
I used to stare out the window when I was a kid, watch the planes go by in the distance, and imagine the amazing places they were going, dream I could go to.
Then a true aviator was born?
I was raised by a single dad after my mom left. He was a pilot. He was gone a lot, and I spent a lot of time with my grandparents, but he always made flying seem so exotic. Of course, then I ended up on a regional circuit, so I wasn't exactly living the dream.
Did your dad pass away?
Yeah, when I was a teenager. Actually, on the day before Christmas, which kind of colored my holiday memories. He was so inspiring, though. I still wear his flight pin for luck. Although I don't think it really served me on this flight.
Might have helped you more than you think.
So, what about you? What's on your bucket list?
I don't really leave Christmas Island that often. Or ever, really. I don't like flying. In fact, I've only taken an airplane once in my life.
Are you serious?
Yeah, okay.
You've devoted your entire professional career to directing flights. You see the irony in that, right?
It has not gone lost on me.
Okay.
I still haven't told Santa I'm here on Christmas Island. What if he can't find me?
You know, I met Santa once, and he said that he always knows how to find the nice boys and girls. Because he has so many elves working for him.
Oh. Well, I'm gonna go look for some more reindeer.
Okay, you do that. Tell me if you find any.
You're good with kids.
I've had a lot of practice with my nephew. Especially after we lost Kevin.
He was the lobster fisherman, right?
Yeah, it should have been a routine trip. The captain didn't pay attention to the weather warnings.
I'm sorry. That's why you took the storm so seriously.
I couldn't live with myself if something like that happened to my watch. Which is also probably why I'm a little nervous to fly. Just one second.
Oliver picks up a first kit and takes a hold of Kate's hand. She frowns.
What are you doing?
Just taking care of one of my pilots.
Oliver gently bandages Kate's burned wrist.
What?
You're just sweet. Sweeter than I initially thought.
Maybe you could revise my title.
Oh, yeah. It's a bearer of bad news. It's just, what would I call you?
I think I'll leave that to you.
I think I see them. I think I see the reindeer.
Really? Where?
Right there.
The airport clock changes to December 22nd. Storm clouds churn over the rustic coastal town. Inside the house, Finn draws on paper and Callie stares at her phone.
No offense, but your internet is super weak, Mr. McCloud.
Maybe you can include that in your online review, if you like.
I must admit, I was a little worried about how it would turn out, but look at this. It's like magic.
Looks great. Jim McCloud here.
Hi, Jim. Good morning. It's Helen upstairs. Would you be able to send up some coffee?
I'll take care of that right away, Helen.
Thank you.
Helen grins and hangs up. She spots a vintage sewing machine in the corner.
Mom ordered room service, right?
Are there any lobster rolls left? I've been staring at the screen for so long, I'm starting to get dizzy.
In the kitchen. Fill your boots.
Fill my what?
I also figured a fair rate for your stay.
Oh, great. Just tell me the amount and I'll have my accountant wire you.
I can't accept your money, Tom.
Well, I won't accept any more generosity without something in return, Jim.
Well, what I can accept is your help.
Oh.
It'll be of use when we're putting up the lobster trap tree.
Oh, right. Yeah, Helen told me about that. Sounds like a big job.
Well, you look like you come from sturdy stuff.
Yeah.
And you, young miss, can help out at the post office with all those bags of postcards.
No way. I'm on winter break. I can't take some part-time job.
Aw.
I'm recovering from the exhaustion of my school year.
Don't get sulky about it.
What?
Sulky. You get my drift?
Come on, it'll be good for you, Callie. Help you build a strong work ethic.
Like you. Then I could just stay on my phone and call it a day.
Well, I had a part-time job at a coffee shop when I was your age.
It gave me independence.
I think it'd be good for all of us to get out of the house. Finn, bud, what do you say, huh? Are you going to help me with the lobster traps or the letters to Santa with your sister?
I want to work on the letters so I can be sure that Santa gets my list.
Ah. Whoa! Look at that. Well, he's going to love that. Tomorrow is going to be busy. That is, of course, if we're still here.
Kate taps on her phone. The weather app still shows stormy conditions. Kate's brow furrows. Outside, Oliver pulls up in his truck. A pine tree is in the truck bed. He hauls it toward the house as the family comes outside.
Hey, everybody.
Hey. Woo! It is cold out here for you California kids. You've got your coat bundled up, hats, gloves.
What are you doing today, Mom?
Oh, I have a few things up my sleeve. Okay, have fun.
Kate comes out and sees Oliver.
Oh, so your tree delivery too, huh?
Well, Maggie's at work today and Shane's at a holiday party, so today I am.
How about you guys? You excited or what?
Excited to go to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we can come back here and help decorate this guy.
Oh, that's very kind of you, but I don't want to interrupt with your family time.
Oh, no. They'll love it. Trust me.
We'll bring the tree over there afterwards, okay?
We've never done it before.
Decorate?
It's not true. We used to decorate when you were little.
Yeah, we loved decorating a tree.
I don't remember.
Yeah, well, you were...
Neither do I.
Callie averts her gaze with a frown.
You know, when you get started, it'll probably all come back to you.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, come on. Let's go get the truck.
Come on, right.
Oliver turns to Kate.
How about you?
Oh, yeah, no. I'm going to do some yoga, breathing, try and get rid of all this stress. Speaking of which, I know we're not supposed to talk about this, but Derek texted me from the airport, said it looks pretty grim.
Yeah, my supervisor called and he said the weather's really bad over the Atlantic, so you guys might be stuck here through till Christmas.
What? No, I refuse to accept that.
Do you want me to tell the Sharps the weather report so they can mentally prepare?
No, not yet. I want to upset them for potentially no reason, so, you know, I'd rather inundate them with holiday merriment for now.
Okay. And I should probably go.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Namaste? Is that what they say?
Kate grimaces and rocks her head back. At the small post office, Jim and Callie haul bags of letters and drop them on the counter.
Well, that's our latest batch. Are you ready to dig in?
I think so. You get this much mail all year long?
Heavens no, I manage by myself 11 months of the year. But December is a whole other kettle of fish. Look, our postmark is designed by a local artist, and every Christmas it makes a lot of kids very happy. Where's your brother?
Oh. He's eating candy in the office.
Okay. Here's the scoop. We both know Santa can't do all the work by himself, right? So, parents send us their kids' letters to Santa with a pre-written response enclosed. We send them back, stamped with our postmark, and presto, the kids have a card or a letter from Christmas Island. Here's one. Dear Santa, I've been good at school all year long. Please bring me a bike. Thank you, Danny Shaw, age 8. And this is Santa's response.
Dear Danny, congrats on your straight A's. Now you're on my nice list. Merry Christmas from Santa. That's actually pretty cool.
What's even cooler is we get them from all over the world. Would you like to stamp it?
Sure. It's right there.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Do you think you'll get everything out in time?
Well, in order to get them delivered by Christmas, we need to get them out by December 23rd.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Better get going. Come on, Finn. We've got work to do.
That's great of your dad to lend me some clothes. Didn't exactly plan on hauling lobster traps when I packed on this vacation.
You don't take me for somebody to shy away from physical labor.
It seems all the labor I do recently is punching numbers into a computer. Back when Helen and I started the company, I built the first few shops, the design, electrical, even some of the plumbing. I miss it. But this is different.
It's part of our heritage.
Hey, how long has Kate been flying for you?
It's her first trip with us. Why?
Just curious.
Huh.
We should probably get back to it.
Got a big tree to build.
They continue stacking lobster cages.
These guys.
In the house, Helen sews on the antique machine. Maggie carries a tray of mugs.
Hot cocoa, anyone?
Sure.
Make way! Shane, give me a hand.
Sure thing, Uncle Oliver. Yeah, here.
Okay. Who wants to spruce the spruce?
Isn't it a fur?
Making a fur fancy just doesn't sound as catchy.
Callie and Finn, you're our guests. Why don't you put the first ornaments on the tree?
Okay. Although, like I said, we usually have people for this, but yeah.
I'm cool with whatever the tree looks like, as long as the new gaming system is under it.
No spoilers until Christmas morning, all right? Santa and Mom's know best. Right, Helen?
Yeah, whatever Maggie says. Do you happen to know if your mom had a rotary cutter?
Maybe in her old sewing kit? I don't know. Other than that, I'm sorry.
Okay. What was that for?
Oh, nothing. I'm just working on a little thing to help repay the nice people for taking us in. Thomas, you're back.
Yeah, I just dropped in at Jim's, but I thought I'd try to get an internet signal here.
Dad.
I'm kidding. Trust me, the only energy I have left is for tree decorating.
Then why don't you go next?
You insist.
Hey, Mom, we'll take turns.
Oh, sweetheart, I am right in the middle of something. Okay. Yeah, for sure.
Which one did you put on?
That one.
Huh?
Thomas and Helen hang ornaments on the branches. The kids watch with their cocoa.
See, Mom? Relaxation. I knew you could do it.
So funny. Mm-hmm.
You look happy.
Kate smiles at Oliver.
Come on, kids. Help us out.
Come here.
Finn? Callie?
Looks come like on. Your mission of bringing them Christmas is succeeding.
Take this one.
Oh, I love them.
You should probably lead by example.
Here, how?
Kate blinks and shrugs.
Okay, I'm here. You
she joins them.
All right.
How about
right now? Okay. Oh, there's a couple of these. Way to go, guys!
Oh, I love this. Oh, isn't it just beautiful?
We for sure needed the help.
We would have gotten this done, but it was just really special to share this with everyone. Yeah.
Maybe we should have one for ourselves next year? What do you think?
Oh, that would be cool.
All right, guys. Christmas is about to begin.
Shane puts the star on.
And it's Christmas! The star is on the tree.
Gorgeous.
Oh,
did you make that one?
Shane made this one?
Looks
he did make that. Don't be shy.
Of course.
We nailed it.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Oh, I love this.
Oliver finds Kate sitting alone on the hallway stairs.
You okay?
Yeah. I just didn't want to be a downer. Tree lighting reminds me of my dad, so kind of ruined it for me.
Oliver looks down and nods. He sits on the stairs below Kate.
You know, while the storm is out there and the planes are all grounded, I have nothing to do. As the boys say around here, I'm at my leisure.
You are, are you?
I am.
Wow, well, what are you gonna do with all this free time you have on your hands? You could work on your automotive skills.
That's,
it's just a suggestion.
It's tempting. That's tempting. But why would I do that when I already found a great mechanic? I am going to work on another project called Getting Christmas Back.
For who? Because it's certainly not for you.
It's not for me. No, no. It's for you.
Kate twists her lips to one side.
However, that's really sweet, but...
No, don't do that. You are a guest here, okay? You have no choice but to accept. Those are just the rules of Christmas Island.
Kate grins.
I didn't make them.
Well, it's the rules.
She shrugs and smiles at Oliver.
Okay.
The clock changes to December 23rd.
Okay, so you two are going to help Jim at the post office again today, yeah?
Yes, and it is crunch time. If we don't get those cards and letters done by today, there's no chance they'll make it overnight for Christmas.
So what are you going to be doing, Mom?
Oh, I have a project to occupy my time.
What kind of project?
You'll see.
The kids look at Thomas.
Oh, don't look at me. I have no idea what's going on. And what about you, Kate?
Well, I'll probably spend the day refreshing the weather app on my phone, and then maybe...
Children of the house, come forth.
What?
Oliver wears a beard.
Hello.
What is happening right now?
I'm Belschnickel, here to judge the kid's place on Santa's list.
Bell's a who?
Belschnickel, of course.
Of course.
I work for Santa. And if you can't correctly identify your visitor, then you go straight on the naughty list.
But I've been good all year.
Yes, you have, Slater. This is just a bit of fun, I think. Oliver, we know it's you.
Who's Oliver?
Finn pulls down Oliver's beard.
Okay. Congratulations. As your reward.
Candy!
Oh!
Oh, slow down, buddy.
For breakfast. Great.
German settlers brought the tradition. Mm. It's pretty good, eh?
Yeah, so good, Miner. Though it's just creepy.
Okay, I have to get a pic with you for my socials.
Oh, okay.
Maybe this is just a family portrait?
Nah.
No.
Come on, Kate, you gotta be in the picture.
Okay.
Yeah, come on, Kate.
You're the reason we're here.
Let's all say stranded on Christmas Island.
Okay.
Stranded on Christmas Island.
Perfect.
Great. Now we'll always remember this. All right, come on, guys. Mids and hats time. Jim will be here any minute. It's good.
Wow, that was quite the performance. Does Belschnickel have any other houses to terrify tonight?
Nope. I just visited Shane.
Mm-hmm.
Left him quaking in his boots. But you know, this doesn't mean the Christmas Island Christmas tour is over yet.
Oh, well, I actually think the Sharps are busy tonight, and I don't want to take up any more of your day.
No, trust me. This item is just for you.
Just for me.
Oh, yeah. It's a captain special. I want to take you somewhere as a surprise.
Right. Yeah. I think I've been sufficiently surprised for today.
That's fair.
Kate and Oliver stroll down a sidewalk.
So, are you gonna tell me what we're doing?
I would have thought you, of all people, would like spontaneity. Whereas I like knowing things ahead of time, I'm just playing to my audience.
Next stop on the Christmas Island Christmas Tour.
He pulls open a door and ushers Kate inside. Inside, kids line up to sit on Santa's lap.
No. Are you crazy? This is for kids. Look at this line. Everyone's gonna think I'm weird.
Oh, look. It's your turn.
Ho, ho, ho. Who's next to sit on Santa's lap?
Tell Santa I say hi.
Kate sidles up to Santa and points to the armrest of his chair.
I'm gonna sit here.
Big smiles.
Kate grins and Oliver snaps a photo.
What's your name?
Kate.
So, Kate, have you been a good adult this year?
Yeah, you know, I try.
Good. Do you want to tell Santa your Christmas wish?
We're seriously doing that?
Santa is Kate.
You know what? Yeah, I do.
Kate whispers in Santa's ear.
Okay, come on. You can tell me.
What my wish was? No. I think that's against the rules, and I'm pretty sure my wish is between Santa and I.
Just whisper it to me. I'm not going to tell anybody.
Okay, who's the rule breaker now?
Oliver turns to face Kate. She steps closer.
Is this what's next on the Christmas Island tour?
You bet.
Oliver yanks Kate into a pub.
Lunch. You ever heard of that?
Hi, I've got seats for you right here.
All right, thanks, Donna. How you doing, Donna?
Good, how are you?
Good, this is my friend Kate.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Kate.
Nice to meet
you. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
They sit at a table.
Want to share a pizza?
If I haven't lost all your trust yet, I'd like to order something special.
Okay.
Okay. Donna, you know what to do.
Oh, I sure do.
The waitress smiles and takes the menus. Kate and Oliver peel off their coats.
So, do you want to tell me about this fear of flying?
Well, there's not really much to tell. I don't love the idea of not having any control.
You don't like not having control?
That's funny, very, very funny.
I know.
I went to university in Halifax, and my mom got sick in senior year. So I came back home to take care of her, and I needed a job, which is how I ended up at the airport. Maybe you're right. Maybe I got a job where I have some control because there was none of it in the rest of my life.
Or maybe you just made a career of helping people because you saw how much you helped your mom. I think it's sweet and honorable.
Oliver half smiles.
Anyway, flying or leaving it all just didn't seem to be in the cards anymore. I guess it became a little exaggerated.
Kate averts her gaze and frowns.
I can't imagine sticking around one place for very long.
Because you get itchy feet or you don't like it?
No. Just after my dad died, I couldn't wait to get to flight school. And then I think I've just been in perpetual motion ever since.
Oliver nods and tilts his head.
Well, Captain Kate Gabriel, I think you can pretty much go anywhere and do anything you want. You have so many options. You just have to choose what makes you happiest.
Same.
Okay, who is ready for some festive flapjacks? See, I designed them like little Santas.
You're the best, Donna.
These are Santa flapjacks.
Little Santas.
little Santas.
So I'm not going to have to eat two meals?
No, I'm going to crush these.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's try this.
Right.
They're really good.
And how about the maple syrup?
Yeah, this is real stuff.
Real Canadian maple syrup, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Oliver stares at Kate and she stops mid-chew.
Do I turn around my face?
No. Oh, you're perfect.
Kate grins.
That's a really good idea.
Callie and Jim go through more mail.
I don't get it. If the planes are still grounded, none of this mail is getting out. It's stuck like us. So what's the point of finishing?
The point of any of this is to spread joy. It pains me to think any child would have his letter unanswered.
What about the storm?
It can open up at any minute. You never know. All right, kiddo. Right now, I choose to believe in a Christmas miracle. And if you could join me in that for just another hour and keep working, well, that would be swell.
I can do that.
Thank you.
Weird. This one's from Finn. Did you help him with this?
No.
Dear Santa, my name is Finn Sharp and I'm 7. This is my second letter. I hope that's okay. I heard you would answer this time. For Christmas, please make my big sister like me better. Of course I like him. I love him. He's my little brother. I guess sometimes I...
Ignore him?
Yeah.
Sure, it's not intentional.
No, it's even worse than that. Then I would tell my mom off for doing exactly the same thing.
Look, don't be too hard on yourself. It happens to the best of us, kiddo. We get wrapped up in life. It's never too late to make things right, especially at Christmas time.
Kelly nods and frowns. Jim checks his phone.
What?
It's from Oliver.
Kelly reads the message.
Dad, I know you still have hundreds of postcards to get out. Planes are still grounded. I'm sorry, but none of it will be sent out on time. What are we going to do now?
I don't know.
Jim folds his arms and shrugs.
I am going to play some funny Christmas videos to cheer you up.
We should just stay off those websites.
I'm 15. Social media is our way of life.
Kali's eyes widen.
Wait. That's it.
That's what?
Your Christmas miracle.
Kali types on her phone.
My dad's okay. He takes this time of year very seriously.
Like father, like son. I think it's sweet how much he cares about the holidays, the kids, how much it means to them getting a card from Santa.
You care too.
Kate shakes her head.
What? You do? Just think about what you're doing for the Sharps. And don't say it's just to secure your job.
Initially it was, but now I just want them to have a good Christmas.
I think they are. I know I am.
Oliver stops and faces Kate.
Shockingly. In all seriousness, though, this has meant a lot to me. I really feel like I've gotten to see Christmas Island.
You see that right there? That smile? That makes me happy.
Kate smiles at Oliver. He closes the distance between them and his lips hover closer and closer to hers.
Hey, you two! There you are! We've been looking for you guys for hours. Get in!
Tell them, Callie!
I know what to do with the Santa letters. Come on!
Kali addresses the family at home.
Digital?
I mean, if the physical postcards can't get there in time...
Then the online ones could.
Exactly. After all, why be a master of the socials if you can't use your powers to do good?
Solid point.
But I'll need someone to help me with the search. Well,
I can.
Yeah, so can I. We can all help.
I can help. I can help too. Thanks. I am a master finder.
Oh, okay. Perfect. We do not have much time, so let's get started.
All right.
Let's spread some joy.
Helen serves cocoa to Kate and Oliver, who sit with open laptops. Callie and Shane pick up letters from the pile and check the names. Helen and Thomas scan letters on a scanner.
I
think we did great.
I think Callie's going to be able to get everything out by Christmas Eve.
Kate and Oliver walk outside.
Yes, Christmas wishes do come true.
Kate turns to face Oliver.
I wish Oliver knew how happy he made me this Christmas.
What?
That was my wish to Santa.
Oliver smiles and looks down.
That was your wish.
Mm-hmm. Kate's blue eyes gaze into Oliver's. He cups her neck gently and kisses her. They kiss passionately for a long moment. She brushes his face with her fingertips.
Turns out I didn't even have to tell Seth my wish. It came true.
Kate grins and pats Oliver's chest.
Good night, Oliver.
Good night.
Kate goes into the house. The clock changes to December 24th. The sun rises over the gray sea. Snow continues to fall on the village and its houses. Kate awakens in bed and paws for her phone. She brushes her hair from her face and checks the weather. The storm advisory remains in place. Then a message from Oliver pops up. It says, "Merry Christmas Eve. Any chance you'd like to be my date to tonight's festivities, Captain?" Kate smiles and sits up. She taps her lips with her fingers, then replies, "That's affirmative, Center, meet you there." Oliver sends a smiling Santa wearing sunglasses.
Make sure your eyes are closed.
Why exactly are we closing your eyes?
I have no idea. Mom told me to get you guys over here, and I think she is losing it. I'm right here. Don't. Keep them closed. Keep your eyes closed. No peeking. I heard that.
Okay, Mom, if you don't let me open my eyes soon, you're going to hear a snore.
I don't mind. I love surprises.
One more second. No peeking. Please don't peek. Oh, okay. Open your eyes.
Dresses are laid out.
Ta-da!
Helen, you didn't. Is this one?
I did. They're for the Christmas Eve party tonight.
Did you design and make 3 dresses in 3 days?
Actually, 4. I made one for myself as well. Do you like them?
Yes. They're beautiful. Look at this.
I want to go try mine.
Me too. What about you, Callie? Do you like it?
Callie tears up and hugs her mom.
Thank you, Mom.
What's going on in here? Where'd this come from? Is this the secret project?
Yep. It's just a one-off. I'm not going back to designing. It was just for fun.
But maybe you should. Look, I want you to be happy at work, at home. And if it means that we need to talk about restructuring so that you can do more of this, then I'm open to that conversation.
You know, we've worked so hard to build our brand, and I don't want to let you down.
Let me down, Helen. We're a team. Okay, we all need to be happy. You, me, the kids. Or none of this works.
Helen nods and smiles.
I love you.
I love you too.
Helen and Thomas kiss.
Your dad and I are so proud of you for taking charge and rescuing Christmas for all those kids.
Thanks, guys. And I love it. I'm gonna go try it on.
See? You do say the right things to her. A lot.
Night descends on the town. A crowd gathers around a tree made of stacked lobster cages in the square. Kate wears the sparkling red dress made by Helen. She meets Oliver at the base of the tree and they beam at each other.
You made it, Captain.
You look.
Kate gives a twirl.
Wow.
Miss Sharp made dresses for all of us. That might be too much.
You look stunning, Kate.
Well, in that case, you should probably institute formal wear for all your festive events.
That's brilliant. Maybe I bring that up for the next town hall meeting. I could unseat Maggie as mayor using that as my key platform.
Well, it is what the voters want. Just don't tell Maggie I said that. You clean up very well, too. It's no Belschnickel outfit, but...
Well, I didn't want to overwhelm you twice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think the lighting's about to happen.
Oliver takes Kate's hand. The Sharp family approaches the tree with open-mouthed smiles.
Whoa, that is awesome. Dad, did you really build that tree?
They sure did. I couldn't do it without them.
You know, we should have one just like that next Christmas in our house.
Oh, well, we'll see about that. But I am happy to have contributed.
Hey, Finn, I have a message for you. Since you're already on Christmas Island, Santa didn't need to send you a digital postcard, so I have his reply to your letter right here.
What does it say? What does it say?
Dear Finn, I wanted you to know that I heard from your sister. Callie said I should tell you that you're her best friend and that she loves you very much. Merry Christmas from Santa.
Finn hugs Callie tightly.
Okay, everyone, could you gather
Come on, guys,
around,
let's go
please?
Check it out.
The ceremony's about to start. Thank you. Every year, we place buoys with the names of our fallen sailors on this tree to honor their memories and to allow them to be part of this Christmas celebration. And we do this because there is nothing more important than family and community during the holidays. I'd like to invite Donna LeBlanc to put up first buoy.
Merry Christmas, Uncle Cy.
A woman hangs a buoy.
Go ahead, kiddo.
The crowd watches with emotional frowns as Shane hangs a red buoy on the tree.
I miss you, Dad.
Anyone else is welcome to come up. Now for the lighting of the tree. Dad, you want to do the honors?
Jim steps up.
Countdown in three, two, one.
The lobster cage tree illuminates with colorful lights that reflect on the faces of the crowd. Maggie puts her arm around Shane. Kate and Oliver share a smile.
Amazing.
Never gets old.
Maybe we could have a dance or two after dessert.
Yeah. If I remember how.
Oliver cocks his head and points to Derek, who dances with an old woman.
Maybe you could take a lesson or two from the co-pilot over there.
He's got some moves.
That's what you call him. Oh, 1 second. This is Glenn from the airport. I'm so sorry. 1 second. Hello, Glenn. Okay.
Oliver glances at Kate.
Yeah, I'll relay the information. All right, thanks.
Kate frowns at Oliver.
Is something wrong?
Not exactly. The weather is clear enough that a handful of planes can take off tonight, and if you act fast, you can take one of the spots.
Wow. Okay, the Sharps are gonna be thrilled.
Alan?
Yeah?
Come here. We just got a call from the airport, and we've been cleared to fly. I think I can get you to Switzerland by Christmas Day. You can have your vacations planned.
Oh, I see. That's great. We can make the Alpine pitch after all.
Yeah, I just need to get some paperwork filed and talk to Derek.
Okay. Well, I guess we should hustle along and and pack and meet you at Jim's in an hour.
Sure.
That's great.
Kate's smile slowly fades. Oliver steps in front of her.
I didn't expect this to happen.
Neither did I.
I'm sorry about our date.
Take a rain check.
Yeah. I should go. I want to say goodbye to your sister and Shane.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Tears fill Kate's eyes.
I won't forget any of this.
Me neither.
Oliver searches Kate's eyes.
Merry Christmas.
Kate bites her lip and steps back from Oliver. He watches her go with a wounded expression. In the house, Helen packs her bags. Helen looks up at Thomas. Thomas smiles weakly and leaves the room. Kate reads a letter she has written. Thank you for opening your home. I hope you know it meant more to me than I could ever express. Merry Christmas to you and your remarkable family. Now wearing her pilot uniform, Kate's eyes fill with tears. She leaves the letter by Maggie's tree. Meanwhile, Jim clasps Kali's hands.
It's safe to say that you officially saved Christmas. And don't worry, Shane will get the rest of the postcards out, okay?
Maybe you can adopt the digital postcard version going forward. Only as an extra option, I mean.
I'm gonna miss you and your brother.
No, you won't. I created a social media account for you, so you have no excuse but to stay in touch.
Okay, fair deal. I'll ask Shane for a lesson.
That's that. And that's...
Stop, Tom. I told you I won't take your money.
No, I know. It's a donation to the memorial fund, Jim.
That's very generous of you, Thomas. I appreciate it.
Hi.
Captain.
Where's your mom?
Inside.
Okay.
Kate goes inside. Callie hugs Jim. Jim grins and points at Callie.
She's a great girl.
Yeah, she is.
Merry Christmas Eve, Mrs. Sharp.
Kate hands Helen a cup of coffee.
I thought you might like coffee to go. Caffeine delivery is outside your job description, Kate. You have gone above and beyond, and I don't know how I'm ever going to thank you. Oh, I have really enjoyed spending time with your family this Christmas. It's probably me who should be thanking you. This trip has... It's given more to my family than we even knew we needed.
So you're saying I should strand my passengers in remote coastal towns more often?
No, that's not what I'm saying. Thomas and I have talked about it, and we would like to offer you the pilot position permanently. And I insist you call me Helen.
Kate blinks open-mouthed.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Helen, thank you. I accept.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you for everything.
The women hug and smile. Maggie finds Oliver in the lighthouse.
I find you here.
Oliver glances at her over his shoulder.
Everyone get off all right?
Yeah, they just left for the airport. But how are you doing?
I'm fine.
Yeah?
I'm not happy they left. And she left. Not gonna lie about it.
Okay, so why are you here and not at the airport? 'Cause maybe that's where you should be?
Maggie smiles. Oliver blinks.
Yeah, I should be at the airport. Why are you always right?
Well, because I'm the smart one. I am the mayor, after all.
The Sharps board their jet.
Well, next stop, Switzerland.
Cool mountain air will be so crisp this time of year.
And our skis have been on the plane waiting for us.
Callie frowns.
Oh, it's just... I'm really gonna miss it here.
I know, honey. But maybe you can video chat with everyone here from Switzerland. Besides, what's most important is that we are all together, right?
That's right. And hey, guys, we can have just as much fun in Switzerland as we did here.
Yeah, if you say so.
Finn sits up and slaps his legs.
Mom, I don't want to go.
I know, honey. Neither do I. But we're about to take off. It's too late.
Kate and Derek prepare the plane.
All right, Captain?
Yeah.
Fine. Controls and radios?
Checked and set.
Control center, this is 3 Mike Charlie holding your runway 1. Over.
3 Mike Charlie, you are clear to taxi.
Kate nods and licks her lip.
Roger that, control center.
3 Mike Charlie's control. Do you read me?
Oliver, is that you?
I couldn't let you leave without telling you how I feel.
Seriously?
I'm very serious.
Oliver sprints out of the control tower.
Control center, we have to hold our flight plan. There's someone I have to see. If you don't mind, I need to talk to Oliver for a few seconds.
Am I crazy to ask this, but should we stay on Christmas Island through the New Year?
Yes, yes.
Okay, well then it's settled. I guess we're staying.
Please, thank you.
And Kate.
Yeah?
Go get your Oliver.
Kate smiles and the family jumps out of their seatbelts. The plane door opens and Kate steps out in her uniform. Oliver approaches the plane on the dark, slick tarmac with snow falling all around.
I'm glad I caught you.
I'm here. But I don't know how any of this is gonna work.
Me neither. But I think I'm finally ready to get over my fear of flying. Do you think you can help me with that?
I'll save you a seat.
Kate and Oliver lock eyes and kiss tenderly, the flurry of snow glowing in the air and swirling around them. The sharps watch from the plane door. The light of the lighthouse glows red in the distance. Text, the end.